It is episode 216 of Vegas Revealed. NFL great Emmitt Smith opens his own Vegas restaurant.
Will we run into you here sometimes, do you think?
Oh, most definitely. Okay. Most definitely. You be here enough, you're going to run into me.
Okay. And staying with food, Las Vegas is getting ready to host the 50 Best Awards in June, and Wynn is putting on its own culinary festival, too. All the details straight ahead.
Plus, Ocean Prime kicks off a new Sunday Jazz and Bubbles brunch on the Strip.
We also chat paid parking once again.
Yeah.
And tell you where you can take line dancing lessons for free.
All that and more coming up this week on Vegas Revealed.
Vegas Revealed, presented by Level Up Law, starts now.
Welcome to Vegas Revealed, episode 216. Sean McAllister and Dana Roselli here with you. Hi.
Hi. Yeah. Thank you to all our subscribers. I was just looking at the list and I thought all these folks subscribe to our audio podcast and we appreciate you so, so much. Thanks for supporting the podcast every single month. It really, really helps. Also, quick shout out to Vegas Near Me. They sponsor the podcast, the audio version, and they have a great app. It's free. Download it. It'll help you navigate Las Vegas. There's maps. There's ways to book an Uber. There are coupons, all sorts of stuff in there.
And again, thank you for listening to Vegas Revealed. And a reminder that you can watch the Vegas Revealed TV show weekends on Fox 5. You can also see those full episodes on the Vegas Revealed YouTube channel.
Yeah, and there was so much chatter about the eclipse this week. We survived. You know, we had the partial eclipse here in Las Vegas, and we had a bright and sunny, beautiful day.
Not a cloud in the sky. It was great.
No, it was great. We didn't have the glasses, so we did the whole hole-in-the-paper thing, and we, if you check out our social media, we were able to make it work, and it looked great.
Yeah, I was talking with my mom after the eclipse, and she was like, can you send me that video of how you guys poked the hole in the paper and saw the eclipse? Uh-huh. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll send it to you. But she was watching back in Brockport, New York, mm-hmm. which was right in the path of totality.
Right.
And she said it was just super weird because It was a really cloudy day there in Western New York. So they didn't get to actually see the eclipse. But she said when the full coverage happened, it was like a light switch and it just got dark.
Yeah. It's so crazy. Everyone was talking about the birds too, like kind of flying by and low and could sense something was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can only imagine. My parents said the same thing about the darkness thing. It was very weird. And then you look at, like, you know, there were some videos in parts of, you know, the Northeast where they didn't have the cloud cover and you could see it really well.
Yep.
And to actually see the moon, like, over the sun, like, it was pretty incredible.
Well, and seeing, like, the solar flares coming off from around the edge,
it was
wild.
Yeah. It was a big deal. I was watching my friend report from Niagara Falls where they had a huge gathering as well. I mean, it was an event.
It was.
Yeah. It really was a big deal. So anyway, hopefully you didn't stare up there and your eyes don't hurt. You did it right like we did and that you're safe and ready to come to Las Vegas to party because we got a lot to talk about. One thing we're going to start with is, you know, it's not necessarily a gripe, but we do feel like, you know, paid parking is still such a hot topic in Las Vegas. And you and I looked at each other and said, we've got to talk about this on the podcast because we were in a certain situation a couple weeks ago. And we thought, we got to talk about this because we went to a show and we were at a property that allows like 3 or 4 hour free parking for locals. And once the show was done, because we went a little early, got our seats, you know, blah, blah, blah. We were walking out and we thought, well, should we like have a drink or should we do some gambling or do you want to hang out, like go to this patio? And then we thought, our free parking is over
right in
25 minutes. So yeah, we all looked at each other and went, let's go. And there were four of us.
Yeah. And we were just like, I mean, I guess we'll just call it a night. But the point is, we would have stayed longer if we didn't have the clock ticking on the parking situation.
I know.
And it's different than like being downtown in a city where you have to go feed the meter again so you don't get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like, depending on where you are, it can be upwards of $30
that
you just instantly get charged.
Yeah, some are 21, 28, 30. I mean, it's a lot. And people are being like, oh, just pay. It's like, pay it, but then what? Then spend money on the property, in the property as well. So then you're spending money in the property. Then on the way out, you're going to pay too. So it's like, eh, you know what? I'm just going to go home.
I mean, and or people who say that, you're right. I could just go and pay the parking, but I don't want to on principle.
I know. Yeah, principal. Well, principal, and yeah, and the fact that it's an extra $25 to $30. That's a lot of money.
That's like a burger or a beverage or...
I just got a car wash the other day for $5.99. That would have been four car washes. I love getting my car washed. I'm obsessed.
So that's a month's worth of car washes.
It is. So all sorts of that, you know, it adds up. No, anyway. But I think what we're saying is it's on your mind. And we thought, why even have this on our mind as a pay, like a customer who, you know, we do live here and we frequent places and we like to go out to dinner and we like to sit and have a drink and catch up and unwind. We just saw a great show. Maybe we want to sit around and talk about it.
Right.
Like, and have a, and we're like, eh.
And enjoy the rest of the property.
Yeah, and, but we didn't. And we thought, what a wasted, we feel like they would have made so much more money.
They would have, especially that night. Leave. I think that we would have.
Yeah, stayed a little bit longer. So we would, yeah, all that. Because I was like, oh, my friend won on the, I'm not a big slot player, but I have a friend that won at a certain property and he won a lot. And I was like, should we go play the slot machine that he won last time? And we would have like, you know, had fun. Like, anyway, I don't know. I guess I just, you know, it is frustrating. We don't need to go on and on, but I just thought, I don't get the business model there, I guess, because I feel like if, and I don't want to say everyone shouldn't be free, but if locals were free, people who stayed at the property were free parking, which that is the case at many properties, the whole time, we wouldn't have to think and we'd spend more money, we'd have a better time, and we'd return.
Right. Or just like absorb that somewhere else. Mm-hmm. On your fancy ice cubes or something. I don't
yes,
know.
Exactly. Something.
So anyway, the free paid parking is not going anywhere, though.
Nope.
I think it's here to stay. However, there are places that do it right, and Resorts World is one of them, especially if you have their rewards program. Yep. You just download the Resorts World app, and you get a QR code, and that gets you free parking.
Yeah. And it's just free.
It's
there's
great.
No time limit.
No, it's just
where I gotta
free.
Sit there and think.
No,
I don't want to think.
Could stay over at Resorts World all day.
I had a long week. I'm out on a Friday night. I don't want to think. I want to open the app and scan my QR code and see ya. I live around the corner.
It's
so.
It's a nice way to do it.
Yeah.
We applaud that. Very
yeah, we
much.
Do like that option. And I think they're one of the very few that actually do that. So
yeah, they are.
I don't know if anyone else does that with the app and the rewards program. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Nowhere that I go.
It's like if you come here and you have a rewards app and you are going to spend money on her property, you park for free.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan to me. Hey, you know what is changing? Something over at the Mirage, and a long, long time show is going away. Beatles Love. And I know when I say that, if this is the first time you're hearing about it, you're probably crushed because it's a fabulous show. And I know people have seen it over and over through the years, or at least once if you visited Vegas.
Oh, did you just hear my heart shatter into a million pieces?
It's so good.
One of my favorite shows has been since it opened over there. And I've had the unique opportunity to go do several behind the scenes stories in that theater, which is so cool. Talk to Sir George Martin, who was the Beatles' longtime producer, who did the original soundtrack of the show with his son Giles, who's continued on working on the music as the show has evolved over the years. But just so many memories over there. I was there when American Idol brought the show out here to Las Vegas and they had the final four contestants or whatever. It was just I love that show so much.
I mean, even if you're not a huge Beatles fan, I wouldn't say I run around and play Beatles music in my living room all the time, but whenever I hear their music, I like it. And then when you go to the show, you're like, they do it right because they make it visual with the music and tell the story. It's just, it is so good. It's a theater in the round, which again, we always talk about, is a great way to experience a show. The cast is so talented. I love all the kids in the show.
Yeah.
You know, they're great. It's a great show. It is sad that it's closing. It's had a historic run over there, but the Mirage is transforming into the Hard Rock. And so as they continue to make changes, this is one of the shows that's going away. It's not coming back. The last day is July 7th, and tickets are on sale now for performances through June 29th. You can get it at CirqueDuSoleil.com/Beatles-love. If you're interested in seeing that again, I remember being at the 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 year anniversary. I don't remember what it was, and sitting in front of Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
I was like, how is this happening?
I know. Yeah. She was there. Paul McCartney was there. Mm-hmm. I remember being there that night.
Right.
I had actually interviewed Yoko earlier that day.
Mm-hmm.
And another crazy experience because of the show.
And it's funny because I obviously know who Yoko Ono is, but I more know the name from, I love the band, the Bare Naked Ladies.
I can be your Yoko Ono.
And I'm like, oh my God, you're in my favorite Bare Naked Ladies song.
Did you say that to her?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God.
I wanted to.
That would have been great.
I know.
I would have loved to have seen her reaction.
But yes, Sir Paul McCartney was there that day and the whole night. So yeah, we've had some great experiences there. My good friend and longtime Vegas headliner, Matt Goss, we went with him and we got to go backstage. And I remember him, like, he was so fascinated with the children in the show too. Just the fact that, you know, it was a late night show and
yeah,
there were kids in there and they were acting and they were talented. And you just thought, you know, he was talking to them about their way of life, you know, the way they do their schoolwork, and then they're in a show and they're so young. And we just thought the whole thing, the whole production and cast, it was just so interesting.
It is. And, yeah, you know, it, as I sit here thinking about all this, I'm like, man, we're getting to the point now where we've been in Las Vegas covering news and entertainment, like from the time Beatles Love opened.
Yeah.
And now seeing it come full circle after a long, incredible run, mm-hmm, and be wrapping up here. It's kind of the end of an era.
It
in
is.
Vegas entertainment.
It sure is. You know, I think I have a Paul McCartney video on my phone, but I think it was from my like digital camera.
Oh, probably. Like, it probably was.
Or
yeah,
it was like a very, very early on iPhone.
Yeah.
Very early on, like the first model. I'll have to find it because I know it's like a little like digitized, but it's a great video. Anyway. Yes. Sad to see, you know, that show close. And there are going to be a lot of changes happening at the Mirage coming up over the next couple, well, few years, really, as they transform into the Hard Rock, which, you know, they're run by the Hard Rock right now, but it's still the Mirage name.
Yeah. So I guess if Beatles Love is closing, that means the clock is really starting to tick on the Mirage volcano.
Yeah, that's true. And the other theater too, right?
Yeah.
Shin Lim, and we had that guy write us saying he saw Shin Lim driving down the highway. So we need like a Shin Lim check. Like, is Shin okay? Where is he going? Is he going to switch theaters? What's happening?
I don't know. We'll need to
a wellness check.
Actually, we've got some investigation to do. We'll add that to the to-do list for sure.
And you know, Sean, I want to remind everyone, Vegas Revealed is presented by Level Up Law. You don't have to live in Nevada to get help from Level Up.
Yeah, maybe you're in a situation where there's been a wrongful death case or been in a motor vehicle accident, even harmed in a rideshare. Call Level Up Law now at 855-LEVEL-UP.
If you've experienced a slip and fall, maybe injured in a place of business or on a construction site, call Level Up Law. They can help.
Even if you have property damage, wind resulting in downed trees, wildfires, water damage, the experienced team over at Level Up can help you.
Go to leveluplaw.com for more information or call them at 855-LEVEL-UP. That's 855-LEVEL-UP.
Now to some food news from the Strip. The NFL's all-time leading rusher now has a restaurant right there on Las Vegas Boulevard. We're talking about Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, we stopped by the grand opening of Emmitt's Vegas at Fashion Show and talked to the man himself. So when did you decide, hey, I want a steakhouse and I want it in Vegas?
About 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I was approached by some partners of mine, and they asked me, have I ever thought about opening up my own steakhouse? I said, no, not really. Never thought about opening up a restaurant at all. They said, well, if there was a unique opportunity, would you even consider it? I said, yes. Why not? I said, so where's the unique opportunity? Came out, saw the location. I was like, yes, let's do it.
So, Emmett, when you go out to dinner, what kind of experience do you expect?
I expect quality food, consistent every time I come. If I love it, I'm going to be back again. If I got great service, I'm going to be back again. And if the atmosphere is right and the people I'm with are enjoyable, I'll be back again.
So that's what we'll get here?
That's what I'm expecting you to have right here. Because you know what? You're going to come here. You're not going to come just necessarily by yourself. But if you do, you want to enjoy yourself.
I love that. Hey, do you frequent Vegas a lot? Do you like Las Vegas? Did you visit it a lot before you decided to open a steakhouse?
I've been coming to Vegas since 91. Okay. Yeah, since 91. And probably at least once or twice a year. But it has picked up over the last, let's call it 6 or 7 years. Yeah.
You're a Super Bowl champ. What do you think of all the sports here in Las Vegas? I mean, we have really changed it up since about, what, 2017-ish?
Yeah, you know, it's been a long time coming. I mean, all the other cities, and I think Vegas and sports are starting to embrace each other. It is part of sports and entertainment. It's a different level of entertainment. You got a whole lot of other options. There's a lot of gambling going on, and gambling have grown in the sports world, whether it's fantasy football or whether it's odds and all those kind of things. But this place is live. This place is ready. And this place was born to host sports and events and entertainment and events.
And, I mean, with so many sporting events, I mean, it's a great place to have a steakhouse with your name on it. It kind of goes together. This is the time.
You know what? You come watch a game or watch a sporting event, you got to eat something.
Yeah, you do.
Why not come over and stop at Emmett's?
So, well, are you already planning the Super Bowl party that's going to be at your place next time Super Bowl rolls around in Vegas?
That's my expectation. The next time the Super Bowl is in Vegas, I expect Emmett's to be fully open, the bottom and the top, and ready to party.
And will we run into you here sometimes, do you think?
Oh, most definitely. Okay. Most definitely. You be here enough, you're going to run into me.
Okay.
I mean, you be here enough, you will run into me.
I love that. Eventually, you're going to run into me.
Eventually. Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah. What a cool guy. It was great. That was the first time that I had ever met him.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Everyone was so excited, too. I mean, Emmett's a big deal.
He really, really is. His restaurant's open 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. daily. It has a steak and seafood driven menu. And Sean, I know you were saying you love the idea of the bar seating that they have inside.
Yeah, their main level. There's a huge bar. I mean, it takes up most of the space down on the main level. But what I love about it is there's not bar top gaming. So you can actually go in, sit there, have a good meal. Mm-hmm. It's like a great happy hour spot, great spot to meet someone for lunch. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you can't go to lunch because it opens at 4.
Well, if lunch were late, I would definitely have it there.
We're just going to keep that part in, right? Let's keep it in. It's funny. But yeah, I was going to say take a load off after a long day of shopping.
There we go.
There you go.
We'll do that.
Hey, if you want to see our video version of this interview with Emmett, we'll be posting it soon because it's in our Vegas Revealed TV show this weekend.
But we will not be going to lunch there.
No lunch for you. Sean will be sitting there waiting for the doors to open.
I'll be the first one in. Watch me.
The World's 50 Best Restaurants 2024 is going to be revealed this year at an award ceremony at Wynn Las Vegas. I know Las Vegas is excited to host this event. It's huge. It's a world event. That's why it's called the World's 50. But also, partner hotels like Resorts World and the Venetian are having events too. There's going to be events like leading up to it, during, after, but the award ceremony is on June 5th.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about one of the events that's happening surrounding the 50 Best Awards. Dana, imagine the world's top chefs gathering in one place, presenting their best dishes just for you.
Oh, I like that.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
How much are tickets?
Well, we'll get to that. This summer, though, Wynn Las Vegas, we want to entice you with the details first.
Yeah.
Wynn is hosting Revelry, which is a 4-day food, wine, and spirits experience. And as I said, there's going to be the best chefs in the world here.
Yeah, and mixologists too. So I love that. We had a chance to catch up with Elizabeth Blau. She's the event producer. She owns many, many restaurants all across town and in other states and other parts of the world, really. But she is a producer of Revelry. And we spoke with her at The Wynn to find out what she has planned for this event.
Revelry is a once-in-a-lifetime celebration of just really the most extraordinary chefs in the world. But to really summarize it, we say eat, drink, party. Revelry is going to be fun. It is going to be the most extraordinary culinary week that Las Vegas has ever seen. And I've been here for 27 years, so I don't say that lightly, but it's really extraordinary. And it's such an honor for this city to have been chosen by the world's 50 best to come here out of all cities in North America. And then for Wynn to host Revelry right after is just going to make us the culinary destination, not only in America, but really around the world.
Well, and the exposure that everyone's going to be here and get to, you know, be exposed to the restaurants and just the property itself. Because even though we think the whole world comes here all the time, sometimes there are people who have never been here when they're all the way across the globe.
Especially some of these chefs, some of these world's 50 best restaurants are in such far-flung locations. They've definitely never been to Las Vegas, and there's probably more than 250 journalists. We're here at the event lawn. This is going to be the feast. This is the signature event of Revelry, and this is going to be four really incredible immersive dining experiences.
Las Vegas is already on the map nationally as a culinary destination, but what about internationally? What kind of recognition does this bring to Las Vegas for people around the world?
I think there is no bigger recognition around the world than to be hosting 50 Best and Revelry. 50 Best is now recognized as the leader. They've got 50 Best Asia, they've got 50 Best Middle East, they've got 50 Best bars, and now they just launched 50 Best Hotels. And so to have it here in North America was enough of an honor, but for it to be here in Las Vegas really puts us on the culinary map. It really says that Las Vegas is beyond just a gaming city. Las Vegas is really the premier entertainment and food city in the world. We had many food festivals here in the past, and some of those seem to have gone away, and there's great food and wine has wonderful festivals, but it seems that, you know, a city like Las Vegas really should be anchored in something. And so we think that Revelry is going to be that festival. It's going to be an immersive art experiences. There'll be music pop-ups and all of these different immersive areas. And you're just going to wander out here and eat and drink and have a great time. Revelry is really a celebration for the city and for people to come and try all these extraordinary chefs and mixologists and vintners that are going to kind of bring all of their wonderful goodies here.
So again, Revelry is taking place June 5th through the 8th over at Wynn Las Vegas. You can get tickets at LasVegasRevelry.com, and ticket prices start around $300.
Yeah, and there's some VIP experiences and different levels and all that kind of thing. If you're a food person, this is going to be for you. It sounds magical.
It really does. I mean, they are going to stage one heck of a festival over there. And it really is, like Elizabeth said, you don't get the world's best chefs in one place at the same time.
Yeah.
And to be able to hop around and try different dishes from each of them.
And the themes.
It's cool.
That they have, and the outdoor lawn and the wind. I was telling you, it sounds like out of a movie. And she's like, it is going to be like out of a movie. Yeah.
They so will. That's how they're going to build it out, I imagine.
And I like that she pointed out that, you know, a lot of festivals have gone away. We aren't a very festival-heavy town. So I think this will be good.
Not as far as food is concerned. Music festivals pop up.
Yes.
But yeah, the longevity of food festivals has not really stuck. So hopefully this will be it.
Yeah. All right, let's do some tips now. All right, we promised you at the top of the show that we would tell you where you could get free line dancing lessons.
And I need it.
It's just, listen, whenever I see free come across our desk, I go, we got to tell the people. but listen, you can enjoy live music and get free line dancing lessons over at Stoney's North 40. This is a newer spot, not brand new. It's Stoney's, the brand, has been around for a long time.
And oh, there's
a
for sure,
Stoney's
yeah.
down, you know, kind of just south of the strip. But they have a newer one in the northern part of town at Santa Fe Station, which is right there on North Rancho Drive. It's a station's casino.
Yeah, so Stoney's North 40 is what this location is called. And Stoney's is, it's a really fun line dancing bar. They have live bands coming through there all the time. But one of the things that I appreciate, because I've been there when the dancing really gets kicked into high mm-hmm. gear, and it's no joke. Like, people are out there, they know the moves. Like, you might get run over if you're out there just floundering around.
Right. So you need these free lessons.
I do. Yeah. Yes.
Definitely. But isn't that fun? 7:30 to 8:30. Tuesdays through Saturdays, you can take free line dance lessons at Stoney's. And I love that. You can go to stoneysnorth40.com and then you'll find the dance lessons tabs there and for the details. But I mean, yeah, you're right. You might as well know what you're doing and you'll feel more comfortable and then you'll have a blast.
Exactly.
Yeah. They have a mechanical bull too.
Which is always fun.
Yep. And then they, like you said, have tons of live music all the time. We got the April calendar and I was noticing people like Jake Jacobson is performing. Anyway, tickets for the live entertainment there start at just $10. So
that's incredible.
It is. So anyway, Stoney's North 40. It's hard to say it. Stoney'sNorth40.com for all the info.
Hey, we also wanted to let you know Ocean Prime. It's a restaurant that sits right there on the Las Vegas Strip. Beautiful patio mm-hmm. overlooking Las Vegas Boulevard. They have just launched a Sunday jazz brunch, which is delicious. The food, the menu, amazing. The music, incredible. But what's also great is that they have complimentary valet when you go for brunch on Sundays.
I know, up until 3 p.m. So it's perfect because a lot of people say it can be a little tricky to find Ocean Prime. And then they're like, well, and then they have kind of the valet only on the side. But here's the deal. Free valet till 3 o'clock. No excuse. You can go to Jazz and Bubbles Brunch and sit on the terrace. One of the best terraces on the strip. It overlooks the strip. It's beautiful. I mean, we really enjoyed this brunch.
Oh, I mean, it really was such an enjoyable afternoon, and it was a beautiful day outside. There were several seafood towers on our table, so it was good all the way around. And the espresso martinis are great.
Yeah, and they had all sorts of different kinds of bubbly cocktails, and it was really good. And they had a little jazz going up there. It was great to see Justin T. Young performing. He was up there playing jazz music, all the hits. It was lovely. So we do recommend this brunch. And then also got some more information about other things happening at Ocean Prime that I wanted to share. So the Jazz and Bubbles brunch has the complimentary valet for brunch 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on all Sundays. Then Thursday through Saturdays, they have live music. Thursday, 6 to 10, and Friday and Saturday, 7 to 11 in the lounge. And that's a great lounge, too.
That is a nice lounge.
And then also, they have a weekday prime lunch. And you can do a business lunch or a midday celebration and enjoy a $45 three-course lunch available weekdays until 4 p.m., in addition to the lunch menu. And valet's only $15 during lunch.
Okay.
So this is good, right? Weekday happy hour. You can enjoy half off the lounge menu, signature cocktails, and select red and white wine by the glass weekdays in the lounge from 3 to 6.
Man alive.
Woo! I know.
Those are some offerings.
Those are some offerings. And I have a feeling that, like we just mentioned, it can be a little difficult to find and get to. So you've got to have these things to bring people there.
But it is worth the experience. Because as we were sitting there having brunch, we had this whole conversation about the mentality that everyone working at Ocean Prime has. And the answer is always yes.
Yeah.
Like, they're very customer focused and they want you to go and have an incredible time.
I think it's a word of mouth thing. Like once you've been, you're going to tell someone else or recommend it. Like someone called me recently and was like, hey, where should I take my parents to Easter brunch? I can't think, you know, like someplace.
Right.
And I was like, how about Ocean Prime? And they're like, oh my gosh, Ocean Prime. Yes. You know? So, I mean, yeah, it's word of mouth. It's top of mind. And, you know, I hope it continues to do well over there. I love it. I've eaten dinner there and brunch and lunch and all of it.
Yeah, so free valet for Ocean Prime's Sunday Jazz Brunch. Look at that. We brought the podcast full circle. We went from complaining about parking issues to having no parking issues at brunch.
I know, free valet. And we gave a nice $10 tip. See what you get? The valet folks get a better tip.
That's right.
It's just nicer all around.
It
right?
is.
Hey, thanks to Level Up Law, 855-LEVEL-UP, or go see them at levelup.com to find out what they're all about. They sponsor and present the Vegas Revealed podcast and TV show, and we can't thank them enough.
Also, thank you to the Vegas Near Me app. You can find them on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. It is your guide to everything Las Vegas.
All right. This week, we are going to Absinthe's 13th anniversary over at Caesar's Palace. Can't wait to do that. We've got a slew of things coming up. A big event over at Old Red with Blake Shelton. Gosh, what else do we have?
Are you
up?
Looking at our content wall?
I'm looking
wall?
At our content wall. Hold on. We're doing a summer travel podcast for TV coming up shortly. And then Chippendales.
Oh, the Chippendales.
The Fountain Blue pool deck's opening. we're excited for that.
Yeah, we're going to have a great interview coming up with the head of Dreamscape, the company that owns Rio now.
Yeah. We're recording this. And actually for us, it's tomorrow. It's not tomorrow for you guys, but yeah, we're going to do that tomorrow. So I look forward to chatting.
Yeah. So we'll have some good stuff from that interview for you as well, man. We've got the wish you could see our content wall. There's a lot of,
there's a lot. The Rio, one of the top, like most interactive social media posts we get on TikTok.
It is.
Still today, I got a question. Do the tubs come in the bedroom? Like, you know, I don't know if you've seen if you haven't seen our social media, but we do the interior. There's a tub in the one bedroom suite in the bedroom. Okay? It's in the bedroom. Someone wrote today, is the tub in every one bedroom suite bedroom? I'm like, I don't know the answer to that. I'm interviewing the guy that runs the place tomorrow. I'll find out. But every day there's a question.
There
about
is.
The Rio.
I know. It's popular. People want to know. And which leads us to, if you want to know something about Las Vegas, let us know and we'll find it out for you and talk about it here on the podcast.
I know. You know, I feel like the Rio is a budget-friendly hotel, and we do think about, you know, the glamorous things and the luxury, and we get to do wonderful things. But it is important to keep in mind that a lot of the Las Vegas customers are budget friendly, or they have priorities and other things. They want to gamble, and they don't want to spend a lot of money on a room.
Or go to shows.
Right.
Or go to
a club.
Dinners or clubs. Right. Yes.
By the way.
Oh. Does Roselli have another club story?
I have it on our agenda. We were with my friend the other day that works at Excess, and we told her, I told you, we are going to see the Chainsmokers at 2 a.m. on a weekend one time this summer. Oh. So I'm excited for it.
I'm already starting to get my sleep.
Get your nap in.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. I love it. Anything I can do to like coax people to come to a club with me. All right. Anyway. That's that.
We will talk to you again next week here on Vegas Revealed. How do I buy tickets for that show? Where is the closest restaurant with a view? My kids are with me. Is there an age restriction for that attraction?
These are just some of the questions that the new Vegas Near Me app will answer for you. Vegas Near Me quite literally takes the guesswork out of planning your next Las Vegas trip. It is so helpful.
With constantly updated information, business hours, menus, ticket prices, parking costs, Vegas Near Me is a one-stop shop.
It really is. And here's the deal. It's free and you don't have to sign up, become a member. It is simple. Download Vegas Near Me today from the Apple App Store or from Google Play. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me.